This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of the northeastern state of New Jersey says he's been falsely accused of accepting bribes but won't be distracted from Senate work. Menendez was charged with his wife on Friday. Prosecutors say a search of the couple's home found $100,000 in gold bars and $480,000 in hidden cash. The indictment alleges Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps to secretly help Egypt, including ghostwriting a letter pushing other senators to lift a hold on $300 million in aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is to speak before the Canadian Parliament as part of his campaign to shore up support from Western allies for Ukraine's war against the Russian invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky flew into Canada's capital late Thursday after meetings with President Joe Biden and lawmakers in Washington, where he faced questions about the flow of American dollars that had helped keep his troops in the fight against Russian forces. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau greeted Zelensky at Ottawa's airport and will also speak to Parliament on Friday. It's Zelensky's first visit to Canada since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police detained a number of protesters as rallies over the Armenian government's response to the latest fighting in Nagorno-Karabakh continued on Friday. Demonstrators have demanded authorities defend ethnic Armenians in the breakaway region and called for the resignation of Armenia's prime minister. At least 46 people were also arrested in a large protest outside the main government building in the city center on Thursday, police said. This is VOA.